for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Hour number two of our weekly radio broadcast, the 9 o'clock hour, our On the House hour. If you get our home maintenance calendar, you get a preview of our monthly topic. And as you see here in May, as we wrap it out, there's a picture of a Train air conditioning unit. If you have any questions about air conditioning after this month, you just weren't listening. Or if you missed one of the broadcasts, you can always go back to the podcast and catch up. We talked about thermostat placements, energy audits, super cooling. And today, to wrap it up, we've got Jeff Heller, the sales leader for Train Air Conditioning Manufacturing, in studio with us.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me, and shout out to all of our military veterans and personnel out there.
Amen. Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House. Oh, and you, Romy, you were specifically requesting people to call in, and I think that would be great. If you've got a question about air conditioning, 1-888-767-4348, can I invite a special group of people to call in? I want all you sniveling subcontractors that say super cooling is hard on your equipment to call in right now. Little snivelers. All right.
Text questions can be sent to 411-923, and you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And, you know, we have a lot of great guests here in the program. And, Jeff, you've got quite an extensive Arizona background. We were learning a little bit about it during the break.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm born and raised here in Phoenix, Arizona. Went through the Madison school districts. And back in the day, my father had a cactus nursery out in Peoria. And we contracted with the CAP, as you guys were talking on the previous segment there, and helped remove many of the saguaros and other cactus that were in the way of the construction of the CAP canal. Worked out through Parker and, you know, down there around where Lake Pleasant is now. And even one evening got one of the weekends we were out, our truck broke down, and we got to spend the night out unexpectedly in the desert. And the great Maricopa County Sheriff's Department came out and found us and got us towed out. But some really good memories, a lot of poked holes in my fingers and stuff, but it was a great, great experience. And, you know, I can always say I was a part of that.
Oh, man.
Had a little teeny weeny part of the building of the CAP.
So. That would have been a great job.
Yeah.
That would have been a great. I've always said putting in telephone poles would be a great job.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Great time with my dad, for sure. You know, it's cool seeing you guys working together, and, you know, definitely a memory I'll always cherish. And did a lot of work out in the Sun City and Peoria area with that. So there's probably still some, you know, I can drive by some houses out there and see probably some of the work that we've done.
That was a few cacti.
There was quite a few, for sure. Yep.
Did they auction off stretches of it? That, I mean.
Yeah, we, I think.
Did y'all take it from Parker?
To
Phoenix?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we drove out there in his truck trailer. And, yeah, we had to go through the government. They sold permits. Some were auctioned off. Some they just sold. And we would buy tags so you could legally – obviously, you know, you can't legally remove cactus from the desert, especially saguaros. You can go right to jail. So rather than destroying them, we were one of the contractors that helped remove some of that out of the way. So,
Right. Yeah,
saguaros, ocotillos, hedgehogs, barrels – All the stuff you'd find out there.
Well, welcome to Rosie on the House.
Thank you.
You are now on one of Rosie's bunny trails. Let's get back to talking
all right,
air
sorry.
Conditioning.
Yeah, yes. I'm much happier to talk about air conditioning rather than working in the heat.
So. That is a Rosie bunny trail right there. Anytime we can talk about the great Arizona outdoors or a little Arizona history, I'm going to jump on that one really quick. In our newsletter of this week, mm-hmm. we talk about the criteria for determining the right size piece of equipment. And you know what? You guys on the innovation edge are changing our criteria all the time. why don't you talk through maybe some of the things we discussed out on site yesterday?
Absolutely. Sizing equipment is a it, it really is a science. You know, a good contractor would know how to do that. There's a thing from the ACCA called a Manual J, and it's a booklet that basically determines how to properly size an air conditioning unit for a home. And every home is different. And even if you have the same model home as your neighbor, but you're facing a different direction, or you have different, maybe you've upgraded insulation or windows, or you just have a different comfort level in the house as far as what temperature you want to maintain, all of those things factor into how do you size an air conditioner properly for a home. And it's challenging here because we have to size the air conditioner for those extreme days, you know, 108, 110 degrees plus, but we're only at those temperatures a few hours every year. There's weather data, and you know, they set a design temperature for Phoenix of 108 degrees, even though we know we get to 115 degrees in the middle of the afternoon. With insulation, it takes time for that those BTUs to get into your house, and then we need to remove those with the air conditioning unit. So even when we're sized properly, we're actually oversized 90%+ of the time. So what Trane does, we have systems that are more than just one speed. We have a two-speed system, and then we were the first to innovate, actually back in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, a variable speed system that has multiple speeds. We produced it for some time, we stopped, and then we reintroduced it with the latest technology now, and we have up to 750 speeds on an air conditioner.
So on one unit.
So it can dial itself to the actual need of the house during any period of time that you need cooling. So if it's 85 degrees outside, you probably only need a quarter to a half of the actual full capacity of your system that you would on a day that's 110 degrees.
When we had the hailstorm in 11,
mm-hmm.
My air conditioning units, I had been in my house about 20 years at that time. We're still in the same house. And we had some high efficiency units for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2011, mine were wiped out with the hailstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Got two brand new units. And just with the innovation changes and the increased efficiency, we dropped another whole ton of air conditioning off of our house. And my bill went down 25%. We didn't change anything except got the better equipment.
Yep. Yeah, sizing it properly, and you know, sizing that, and it's a system which includes the duct system. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. That needs to be matched to the size of the equipment properly as well for it to breathe and be able to perform. But an air conditioner is actually happiest when it's running. It's just like your car. If you're in stop and go traffic or starting and stopping your engine, that's where most of the wear and tear and your lack of actually getting good gas mileage, or in the case of an air conditioner, good electrical efficiency. It's best for it to start, let it run for a period of time. In fact, the SEER rating is what, you know, what most people compare different air conditioning units as far as it's like its MPG, miles per gallon.
Right.
It takes a unit about 10 to 15 minutes to actually achieve that SEER. So if it's starting and only running for a few minutes and shutting off, you're not getting anywhere near what its rated capacity or rated efficiency is.
I can't begin to guess how many phone calls I'll get every single summer from someone who's absolutely livid because their air conditioning is turning on and running all afternoon. And I have to educate them. I said, lucky you.
That's good.
That's exactly what you wanted to do.
Absolutely.
To start the compressor, and the variable speeds change this,
mm-hmm.
but in a single speed, the old fashioned, it takes 6 times more energy
mm-hmm.
to start it than it does to run it. So, baby, you let that thing start. And you let it run all afternoon. You eliminate the hot and cold spots in your house. You completely dehumidify the house. And you have better filtered indoor air quality.
Absolutely. Yeah, if it can run, you know, if your fan's not running or the air conditioner's not running, you're not refrigerating or conditioning the air. We have air conditioning to be comfortable, right? People lived out here years ago with no air conditioning. We can survive, but we have it to be comfortable. So utilize it the best way that you can. So yeah, if it's running, you get better indoor air quality, helps circulate throughout the air throughout the home, and definitely better humidity control.
I'll get the same number of phone calls just excited that their unit only comes on for 15 minutes and it accomplishes
mm-hmm.
the desired thermostat setting. I said, well, boy, that's an expensive option.
Yeah, it scares me when I think, you know, back in the day, we grew up, you know, my dad was into cars, you know, big, more horsepower, yeah, you know, bigger engine.
Oh, yeah.
I can get from stoplight to stoplight a lot quicker, and that's a lot of fun. Well, that's the opposite of what we want to do with an air conditioner. If you oversize it, and a lot of, I've heard people, they'll upsize it because I just want that extra oomph.
Yeah.
And it's actually almost better to be slightly undersized just because, again, we're, if it's sized and they use the load calculation, size it properly, even when it's sized properly based on manual J, we're oversized most of the time.
Say that one more time. And folks, listen, this is Air Conditioning 101. I want you to snap to. So sit up in your chair. Listen to this. Quit chewing your gum.
Yeah, it's actually better to be probably slightly undersized than oversized, because most of the time, even when we're sized right, we're oversized. Because we, you know, you think about a day when we hit 115, it's not 115 at night. It's 115 for maybe 30 minutes in the middle of the afternoon. We're climbing up. It's like a little mountain. It's a little bell curve, you know, as you climb up in temperature. So the beauty, again, of the inverter variable speed system we have, it will match that bell curve, you know, its capacity as to what the house needs. So you're constantly comfortable. I hear people actually with those systems, they'll actually turn up their thermostat a degree or two because the air feels so clean and so crisp all of the time. They don't, and they, you know, they're not getting those swings in temperature. In fact, it'll maintain within about a half a degree of your set point.
I hope y'all are listening, particularly you Arizona homeowners that are living on the desert floor below the rim, although it applies to all of us. There is hardly a place in Arizona you're going to live comfortably without an air conditioner for some amount of time of the year. I know some of my neighbors up at 9,000 feet on the New Mexico border can open the window and throw an evap cooler on and be comfortable most of the time. But for those of you on the desert floor in particular, quit being anxious when you hear your unit turn on and think you're just burning through money every minute it's on. You're burning through money when it's turning off and on and off and on. And you're upset because that one room in the house never cools off, well, the unit's not coming on long enough to accomplish it. So undersize your units, let it run a little longer, and then if you will stagger the time by a strategy we call super cooling, which, Jeff, I want to talk about when we get back.
All right.
All right. Right after this.